It's time to audit the Federal Reserve. House committee passes bill to audit the Fed. The Republican-controlled Committee on Oversight and Government Reform approved a bill earlier today to allow for a congressional audit of the Federal Reserve's monetary policy, a proposal Fed policymakers have opposed and likely faces a difficult path to final approval in the Senate. Under the bill, the Fed's monetary policy deliberations could be subject to outside review by the Government Accountability Office. Similar bills have garnered some support from Democrats in the past. They uniformly spoke against the current proposal during a meeting of the House of Representatives, suggesting the current iteration would face stronger resistance from an increasingly polarized environment in Washington, D.C. The House previously passed similar versions of this legislation twice before in 2012 and 2014, with dozens of Democrats joining nearly unanimous Republican support. That said, those bills both died in the Senate and likely would have faced a presidential veto from Obama had they survived anyway. That said, Trump expressed interest in passing such legislation multiple times during the 2016 campaign cycle, which means the third time might just be the charm for Republicans. This is a tweet from February 22nd, 2016 by Donald Trump. It is so important to audit the Federal Reserve, and yet Ted Cruz missed the vote on the bill that would allow this to be done. Are we going to see the Federal Reserve be audited? Now, most likely, there is a lot that could be brought to light in an audit of the Fed. Will we ever get to that point, even if the bills go all the way through and if the bill sits on Trump's desk and say he signs it? What happens then? I wonder what we'll uncover. And while proponents of the bill argue that the Fed wields too much power over the U.S. economy with minimal oversight, opponents assert that Fed decisions should be informed purely by economic indicators and completely insulated from political pressure. And we presume those same opponents would argue that Yellen's decision to wait until just after the conclusion of the 2016 presidential election to start hiking rates had absolutely nothing to do with politics. Yeah. This would be a very interesting audit. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.